Helping shape the minds of Milton residents with the Milton Public Library. This is Mark Williams. Mark, thank you so much for being a community builder. Why do you think it is important to give back to the community?
Well, I think Milton Public Library has been giving back to the community ever since we were established over 150 odd years ago. I think actually it was 1855 we were established, so you can do the math from there. I think, you know, one of the foundations of Milton Public Library, certainly in recent times, is that we are keen to support not just the leisure interests of our patrons, but the lifelong learning aspects that our patrons have come to expect from us. And so whether it's thinking about virtual reality for the seniors, or whether we're thinking about supporting the pre-literacy of children in order that they can go on to academic success later in life. I think Milton Public Library has taken its commitment to the community and giving back to the community for the entirety of its history. Obviously, as we continue to evolve and grow, how that manifests itself is constantly evolving and changing. And I think whatever it is that we're doing, the community seem to be responding well to that. And, you know, we've shared this with you before. We have 81,000 people of a community of around 130,000 that have a card and are actively using that card. That's going up significantly at the moment while we're supporting our patrons through the electronic realm rather than the physical realm. But I think, you know, it speaks to whatever it is that we're doing is clearly responding to the community and that they are hungry for more of whatever it is that we're doing.
Mark, what do you think makes Milton special?
Well, other than the fact that I live and work here, you mean? Sorry, I just couldn't resist that. What makes Milton special? I think, again, like, what's particularly encouraging about Milton is that, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm a broken record with this one, Cameron, but, like, when we've got 81,000 people out of a population of roughly 130, and that's based on current estimates from the town of Milton, if we think about the official census data, that still has us pegged at 110,000 from 2016, right? But regardless of which statistic you're using, whether you're using the 110,000 or the 130,000, the fact we've got 81,000 people actively using their library card, right? That's phenomenal. That's the highest active cardholder rate in Canada, right? Bar none. So I think what makes Milton special is the fact that so many Miltonians are keen advocates for the public library system. I think it's not only credit to the hard work of the staff and the amazing things that they are achieving every day. It's credit to Miltonians for seeing the inherent value of the public library system in an environment where we know we have, you know, significantly higher than the norm of people with university degrees, significantly higher than the norm of average families, you know, in terms of the numbers of families that live in the town. I think it speaks to an understanding and a real sort of acceptance and an understanding and acceptance, and also a sense of commitment to what it is that libraries are doing, because they understand that in doing that, it's only going to help them benefit in the long term, whether it's through their own learning or whether it's through the learning of their children. There's an inherent understanding within the community that the library is integral to supporting their own success and the success of their children and their family, I guess. So I think that's what really is special about Milton. If you're asking me about what's special about why I love living in Milton, I think, you know, it's at a crossroads where we really are going from a small town into more of a big town and possibly even a city if you're looking at just population base. But, you know, I think we've got the best of both worlds at the moment. We've still got that small town feel, but we're increasingly becoming a city in terms of the things that we're able to access and offer. I also think that, you know, when you look around Milton, it's one of the one of the most beautiful towns in the region, and certainly to have everything that we have on our doorstep in terms of, you know, the conservation Halton Park, it just makes it a wonderful place to live.
Mark, you actually did a great job answering that question as well as answering my next question. So I'm actually going to skip ahead on my list that I have here, and I'm going to ask you, what has been one of the biggest challenges for you that you have faced at the Milton Public Library?
Well, I think, you know, this coronavirus outbreak is probably the biggest challenge that we're dealing with at the moment. But again, I want to commend particularly the management staff at the management team at Milton Public Library for being so effective at responding to the challenge that the coronavirus has presented to us. Because A, nobody saw it coming, but B, when it did happen, it happened so quickly that we didn't really have time to prepare for it. So, you know, it's all credit to the managers and the staff that have been able to focus their efforts and their energies on producing such high quality social media and website content that really, you know, everyone is missing the physical or access to the physical location. But because of all of the high quality content that's going out on a daily and actually in some instances an hourly basis, our patrons are commending us constantly for being able to respond to their needs solely through the electronic realm. And it's not just our patrons. We're getting kudos from other much larger public library systems across Canada for being so quick, and not only quick, but it's the quality of the content as well. So it's the quickness, it's the quantity, and it's the quality of the website content and the social media content that we're producing. That's not only drawing praise from our patrons, from other libraries in Canada, but also internationally. We've been featured in two international publications over the course of the last month. The Atlantic magazine did a piece on Milton Public Library in terms of the work that we're doing to support the development of or the creation of PPE masks for healthcare workers. And then also we were featured in the Urban Libraries Council blog. And the Urban Libraries Council blog is an entity out of the States which really highlights all of the best examples of public library service across North America. And one of their blogs featured solely on Milton Public Library. So I think, you know, the best reward for us can be the acknowledgement that we're getting from a number of sources. The primary driver of that is the number of people that are engaging with us. And again, I'm going to say it, 81,000 people have a library card. So that's the best example of how we can validate what we're doing. And in these unusual circumstances, that validation comes from the feedback that our patrons are giving us. And they are consistently telling us that what we're doing is valued at a time when, you know, like the rest of us, they're locked down and they're stuck in their houses and they're looking for things to support them in terms of their own leisure time, their own learning, their own reading, but also that of their children. And, you know, if we can help ease the pressure of being stuck indoors as a family unit, because there is an inherent pressure that comes from that over an increased period of time, then I think we're doing our part.
Mark, you've mentioned a lot of accomplishments so far in this interview, and one of the ones that I like to focus on, obviously, is the cardholder rate. That is a fantastic accomplishment. It's a nationwide thing, but what accomplishment would you say you are most proud of?
Well, I think you know, that probably is the one that I'm most inspired by, that active cardholder rate. But you know, if we think about what inspired me on a daily basis, again, I would go back to the work ethic that my management team have, because they're all people that are focused on doing the best that they can for the patrons that we serve. And it's like a cyclical process, isn't it? Because they're focused on wanting to do the best, whatever platform they're providing public service from. And then, you know, as a result of that, that has a positive bearing on how many people want to engage with us. So, you know, you take one of those pieces out of the puzzle and things will fall down. But, you know, at the moment, we're in this cycle where the approach that the managers are taking in supporting their staff to deliver that public service is resonating with our patrons, such that more and more people want to access all of the exciting stuff that we're doing. You know, if we think about one aspect of public library service that particularly inspires me. I think the One Book, One Milton is a great example of how we're sort of punching above our weight in terms of the people that we're able to attract to Milton to support that community read. And recent examples have obviously included Chris Hadfield, Neil Patricia, Margaret Atwood. Those are authors that bigger cities in a struggle to get historically. And I think the reason we've been able to get them is because the authors that are coming are inspired by the quality of the event that we're doing. And so, you know, historically, if those events have been held in person, the challenge for us now is to think about how do we replicate that success in hosting a community read if we know that the likelihood of that community read this year is going to be one that's solely online. And, you know, already we've got a number of high profile authors that we've reached out to that have expressed interest in supporting our community read and in an online forum because they're so inspired by the success and the quality of the community read that we've done in the physical realm. So, you know, they know, I think, that there's a confidence that we can translate that success into an online forum too. So the challenge for us at the moment is how do we do that and what's that going to look like? So, you know, if the managers have shown us anything and if the staff have shown us anything over the course of the past 3 months, is that they're able to, that they're able to respond to that challenge. And so I have every confidence that our online community is probably going to be even better than anything that we've done before.
Mark, this is the last question I have for you. It's been a fantastic interview. What future plans do you have for yourself as well as the Milton Public Library?
I think like short-term planning, we're thinking about what does reopening look like to our patrons. And we have a number of thoughts sort of strategies in the pipeline to preempt the provincial government when they give us the nod to actually slowly reopen. And of course, we envisage that when we do reopen, it's going to be a staggered return and that we're not going to be able to just open the doors and everybody can come back in as they used to. And so we're thinking about how do we deliver public service in the physical realm in a new reality where that reality is predicated on the notion that we're limited in what we can do. So that's what's occupying our minds at the moment, certainly in the short term. In the longer term, of course, you know, if you look back over the course of the last 18 months, 2 years, I think you'll see that the philosophy of public service from Milton Public Library is constantly evolving and has been evolving over those 2 years. And I reference 2 years because that's the period of time that I've been leading the organisation. And, you know, if you look at Sherwood Branch, for instance, as opposed to the BT Branch, you will see that the philosophy in farming public service is very different. And so how do we replicate that philosophy in the BT Branch, in the main library, and, any new branches that come on board? So I think, you know, part of that philosophy is driven by the fact that we constantly need to change our approach to meet the changing community needs of Milton. And so the physical spaces are one manifestation of that, but increasingly what's happening when the librarians are actually able to, and by that I mean when the coronavirus has died down and we can actually start delivering service again, it's more about that community outreach piece, it's that community engagement piece, so that the services that we're developing are in direct response to the services that the community is telling us that they would actually want, right? And there can be no better example of that than when there was a community conversation hosted by Matt Galloway from CBC. Our community-led librarian, Emily Thompson, she'd undertaken a community conversation with members of the public. As a result of the feedback that she received, the CBC reached out directly to Milton Public Library as a result of Emily's work to ask us to participate with them in hosting their community conversations. And as a result of that, it became increasingly clear that environmental concerns were at the forefront of people's minds. And so, you know, we're developing a whole host of content and programming that supports people in understanding how they can play their part in, being more aware of and more sympathetic to the impact that we're having on the environment. And, you know, the fact that we're getting, again, significant response to that from our patrons, but also media interest, speaks to the importance of the work that Milton Public Library is doing, I think.
Thank you so much for doing this, Mark. It's really appreciated.
Thank you very much.
Listen to all of our community builders at miltonnow.ca.